Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Joining me is my co-host, Lakith Peris. We welcome you on www.goforgold.lk. Here is hot cricket news off the field. The first T20 between Sri Lanka women and Bangladesh women was concluded yesterday, and the Sri Lankan women won this game by 25 runs. Now, before I go into the details of the scores, remember that Sri Lanka women have won the ODI series against their opponents in their own backyard by 2-1. So Chamari Athapattu will be very happy with her girls' performance. At the top, she did indicate that if her team could get to about 140, she'll be happy. But the girls did much better than that target. They made 161 for 4. Chamari Athapattu opens batting, made 32. Himesha Dulhani, 55. But the batter who really impressed was Harshita Samarawickrama, who made 61, and she won the Player of the Match award as well. Sultana Khatun for Bangladesh took 2 for 29. Bangladesh in reply won 36 for 7, the deficit being 25 runs. Shona Akhtar, a right-hander, made 60, and Dilara Akhtar made 23. The bowling for Sri Lanka, Madara 2 for 31, Mithali Bandara 2 for 34, and Chamari Athapattu with her off spin took 2 for 19. Now, the next game is on the 30th of April. That's the second T20 scheduled to be telecast at 1 o'clock on Dialogue TV tomorrow. So don't miss it. Right, the IPL game between Punjab Kings and Rajasthan Royals was very, very exciting. Rajasthan Royals beat Punjab Kings by 8 wickets. PBKS batting first made 222 for 4, a very competitive score. Prabhiran Singh, who opens batting, made 59. Marcus Tonis, the Australian, made 62. Cooper Connolly, 30. And Shreyas Iyer also made 30. Most of the bowlers were not very impressive. Even Jofra Archer, I think, did struggle on this pitch to bowl. But Yasha Punja took 2 for 41. PBKS, well, they will be disappointed because ultimately they lost the game by 6 wickets because Rajasthan Royals got to the target in the 20th over. They made 228 for 4 wickets. Jaiswal, 51. Surya Wanshi, the 16-year-old opener, made 43. Donovan Ferreira, what a knock, 52 not out. And Shubman Dubey, 31 not out. So, comprehensive win, well played Rajasthan Royals. I'm sure coach Kumar Sangakkara will be thrilled with their performance. Right, the game coming up in the IPL is today between Mumbai Indians and Sunrisers Hyderabad. We also have an international game. This Bangladesh, who are hosting New Zealand, will play their third T20. Remember that Bangladesh are leading the series by 2-0. Now, before I wind up, like I made mention, here is the points table of the IPL so far. Remember, the first 4 teams will take part in the playoffs. Right, the leaders are PBKS. Punjab Kings, they've got 8 points. They have played 8 games. They have 13 points and a plus run rate. Royal Challengers Bangalore have played 12 games. They have 8 points and a plus run rate. Rajasthan Royals, they have played 9 games, one game more than the others. They also have 12 points and a plus run rate. And Sunrisers Hyderabad, they have played 8 games. They have 10 points and a plus run rate. So these 4, one reckons, will be the main teams for the playoffs. Now let's take a look at the others. At number 5 is Gujarat Titans. Number 6, Chennai Super Kings. Both have minus run rate. Delhi Capitals at number 7. KKR or Kolkata Knight Riders at number 8. Mumbai Indians lamenting in position number 9. Sadly, and LSG, the Lucknow Super Giants, are at number 10. Well, that's it on our podcast for today, being the 29th of April, 2026. It is a real pleasure for Luckett Peters and myself, Brian Thomas, to be in your company. Get your headsets on and spin your record for your listening pleasure. And we look forward to saying hi to you tomorrow at the same time for more of the latest. Thanks for listening. Bye.